It's been called by some the eighth wonder of the world, and wondrous it is. An open-cast china clay pit, somewhat like a moonscape, 60 metres deep, an area of 35 football pitches, transformed over the last 4 years into a thing of beauty, an international tourist attraction, the Eden Project.
Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Best thing I've ever seen.
It's really good, lots of things to see, just looking at plants from all over the world.
Looking down as you're walking through, it's incredible.
Tiring, very hot in the one, but very, very enjoyable.
Very impressive.
What you have to try and picture is an absolute scene of devastation.
Dr. Tony Kendall, Foundation Director for the Eden Project.
We were looking into a huge quarry of mud and slush and quite a frightening exercise of trying to reclaim this land. We're less than a year from the first plant having gone into the project. So the achievement since that time, I think, has been amazing.
When we look at it today, we have green all around us. We have what looks like two enormous beehives.
The biomes, named biomes because they represent climate zones of the world and the vegetation that's associated with them. We've got the large one, which is the tropical biome, humid tropics, that has an area of approaching 2 hectares inside with no internal supports, and the geodesic dome structure is what makes that possible, rising at its highest point to about 50 metres. So we hope we can grow some of the rainforest trees to full canopy size. The smaller of the two is the warm temperate biome, where we represent Mediterranean regions in particular and Mediterranean subtropical crops, and that's roughly about half the size.
Just the architecture was something of an innovation, wasn't it?
Well, you have to put into context the fact that we're here in Cornwall. Cornwall is a region of huge economic problems, and one of the purposes, one of the roles of Eden Project is to try and stimulate regeneration in this area. Appallingly high unemployment, most of the traditional industries have collapsed, and Eden Project is very important symbolically for this region because it's one of the first major investments in the area that's about Cornwall looking forward rather than back at its heritage. And for the first time, people in Cornwall had something which is more futuristic than people in London, and the sort of importance for the confidence of the region has been terrific.
Sitting up here on the side of the former clay pit, the view is impressive. Crops of various varieties growing on the side, all on soil that's been created using china clay waste mixed with organic waste, the biggest compost heap ever. Now, steppe and prairie, plants for fuel or for industry, eco-engineering, and of course, the biomes, standing out like two giant beehives. And when you look down from where we're sitting, what looks like a gigantic honeybee feeding at the side of a wheat field.
I'm Robert Bradford. I'm the artist that's building the bumblebee. Well, it's a 5 metres long nose-to-tail steel, wood and plastic structure. He's climbing up the hill, and he'll have his own flower to suck nectar from. And he's actually a mechanical bee because he's going to vibrate, flash his sting and flash his eyes and suck nectar with electrical devices from his flower. He's going to be followed by a hummingbird, hawk moth, some click beetles and an owl midge.
Which makes the point that Eden is not just for ecology or garden lovers. It's a great day out with storytelling, circus skills for the kids and the ecology message somehow hitting you sideways. Dr. Tony Kendall again.
The Eden Project is, in a sense, a sort of botanic garden, but it's not a genetic collection. It's not a collection of rare and endangered things. Eden Project is an education collection. It's here to teach people about the world they live in, including responsibilities, opportunities, the chance to be involved in conservation and environmental protection, all that sort of stuff. We do have some rare things here, but they're only here to tell people the story of rare things and how they're conserved. Mostly the plants we have here are the common plants of the world, the plants that everybody depends on, uses every day, probably would be dead without them, and yet can't even name them. From that basic understanding of how we depend on the world, we hope to take people through to an understanding of why you conserve, how you can conserve, and all this sort of stuff.
Well, I've spent half a day walking, listening, and enjoying the sights and senses here at the Eden Project. In the background, you can hear the sound of the waterfall at the top of the tropical zone, my favourite viewpoint as I look down on giant water lilies, tropical palms, rubber plants and more. And more than that as it develops over the coming years, for it is a living project. It's hard to stand here and picture it as the open cast mine it once was. Seeing it now, it's a mini miracle, and the vision of one man, Tim Smith.
Well, I think everybody who works with Tim, you know, one thing you learn is, I think on the whole, people don't dare to dream enough, you know, and we talk about this sometimes as a Tinkerbell project. Almost every month there was a reason why it couldn't have happened, and unless you had faith that it would happen, you know, it just wouldn't be here. You do dream, and that's really the lesson from Eden Project.
And so as the land train takes weary passengers back to their cars, a great day out should you ever be planning a visit to Cornwall here on the southwest tip of England. And if you just want a glimpse of the world's largest greenhouse, why not visit their website, www.edenproject.com.